الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أولئك أعظم درجة عند الله وأولئك هم الفائزون وقال تعالى إنا كفيناك المستهزئين الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين صدق الله العظيم We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And Allah has given us the deen of Islam. And Allah has made us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever reads, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا three times in the morning and three times in the evening, Allah takes it upon himself to please such a person on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this person and Allah will grant this person Jannatul Firdaus. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا Some rewired word, وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The meaning of this is, I am happy, I am content with Allah as my Rabb. I do not need any other Rabb. I do not need any other person. I've got no other deity that I'm going to worship. There is no other protector. There is no other person who cares. There is no other person who provides. There is no sustainer, no nourisher. The only person who looks after us, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives iman to that person who he wishes. Allah blesses a person with iman, only that person who Allah has love for. Therefore we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these days of fitna and fasad, now we realize the importance of iman. And the importance and the beautiful teachings of Islam. Every aspect of Islam is so beautiful. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا And I'm happy with Islam as my religion. I do not need any other way of life. My Islam teaches me how to be a human being in the true sense of the word. Islam teaches us from the time we rise in the morning right till we retire to bed, every single moment there is a teaching from, a divine teaching from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has been brought to us by our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وَعَلَىٰ آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكُ وَسَلِّمْ When the enemies of Islam today are vilifying our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not forget, but recite abundant durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيَّ وَرَسُولًا I am happy that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the final messenger, he is my Nabi. He is my Rasul. I do not need any other teaching, no other ideology, no other way of life, the way of life that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown to me. That is the only way of life. I am happy. I surrender. I submit myself. I am a true believer. And even the mountains can move, but I will not move. Allah is my Rabb. Islam is my deen. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my messenger. 1427. More than 1427 years ago, in Makkah, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba were persecuted. They were tortured. Such persecution, such trials and tribulations they underwent. Brothers, we cannot even imagine. We have heard these incidents. We have read them in the kitabs. But perhaps we just read through them. But today we see those things in front of us. What pain and suffering they caused to my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the call, or then the permission was granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Nabi, now tell your Sahaba to make the hijrat. I have chosen the topic of hijrat because we have entered the year 1427. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Allah has given us life. Allah has granted us this year. It's a new year. We make dua, Allah give us a year with afiyat, safety, security from any type of calamity, from any type of musibat, from any type of trial and tribulation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Salullah al-afiyah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make dua, ask Allah for afiyat. Afiyat simply means that a person is granted security, peace, tranquility, and he is free from any type of musibat, whether it is a heavenly musibat, whether it can be a disaster, a catastrophe, or even a physical ailment, or some loss. So every day we make dua to Allah, Allah give us afiyat. Allah strengthen our iman. Allah unite the Muslims. Allah make us realize that now we have to change our lives. We have got enough waking calls from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave the non-Muslims aside for a moment. Let us question ourselves, what type of ashiq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are we? How many years are coming in New Year's we have seen? Ramadan comes, goes, big nights, big occasions, Ashura. Is it only on these occasions we will remember Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our clothing, the manner in which we speak, the manner in which we deal, how we talk, how we behave at home, in society. I address myself first. I know my reality. I know my condition. I acknowledge, I confess my weakness. But we must have that fervor. We must have that iman. We must have that intention. Ya Allah, I want to change. Ya Allah, we are seeing in front of us what is happening. Allah alone knows best what is next. Quran was desecrated. Our Rasulullah is being mocked. Who is left next? Kitabullah is desecrated. Rasulullah is now mocked. Who is left? Now is the time, make tawbah to Allah, turn to Allah. How many bayans we have heard? Is it only Islam, only centered around talks? Let us consider and worry about and have concern of our youth, our youngsters. Look at the condition they are going through. We have mentioned previously also how many talks are given on the cell phone, the harms of the cell phone, the harms of the internet, pornographic movies, terrible websites. Let us change our lives. Bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Then we will please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, if we have a strong iman, if we have amali salihah in our lives, if we follow the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are punctual with our salat and our ibadat, and we invite with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I promise you, it is mentioned in the Quran, in the hadith, Allah will bless us with peace and harmony. This is the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adi bin Hatim radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was taken as a captive, and Nabi sallam addressed him. It's a long story. His father was the most generous person amongst the Arabs. But he did not pass away with iman. Hatim Tai. In Arabic, when you talk about generosity and sakhawat, and the proverb is always given that he's got the generosity like Hatim Tai. Adi, the son of Hatim Tai. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him. He says, you know where is Hira? A very far distant place away from Madina Munawwara. He says, a time will come, Allah will complete this deen. There will be such peace that will prevail in the world that a woman will travel from a far distant place like Hira and come to Medina Munawwara with no fear of being attacked at all. No person will harm her. No person will cause any pain or injury or insult her. There'll be so much of peace in the world. And exactly like that we saw in the time of Sahaba, especially in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Even in the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, there was such peace and harmony. It is mentioned that even the wolves do not attack the sheep also. Allah will grant us that peace and harmony. Allah will bring those thousands and billions of people who are blind to the truth into the fold of Islam. We have to make the effort. Therefore, I have chosen the incident of Hijrat. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala'an was sent as a governor by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala'an to Sham. Some letters used to come to him instructing him with regards to certain things. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala'an then sent a letter to Sayyidina Umar, O Umar, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have sent some letters to me, but I do not know which letter you actually intended to send first, because there is no date stipulated on the letter. Perhaps the second letter that reached me, that letter you sent first, and you have abrogated that command, and now the letter that came to me, or reached me later on, that was the letter that you had sent first came to me afterwards, and the letter that you sent second came to me before. So I do not know what is your command. Therefore we should stipulate some type of date. Umar radiallahu ta'ala immediately made mashura in Medina with the Sahaba, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And various rights and opinions were given. Various important incidents in Islamic history were cited. However, it was the opinion of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala that let us make hijrat. The day or the time, the period when Sahaba left Makkah Mukarramah and went to Medina Munawwara. This was a yardstick, or it was a turning point in Islam, where Allah showed the difference between Haqq and Batil. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala liked the idea. And that is how the Muslim calendar started, from the month of Muharram. As I mentioned, the Muslims were persecuted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah in the Kaaba. The very famous incident of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. How he places the camel intestine on the back of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have heard that incident, we're not going to go into the detail. Ummi Jameel left no stone unturned in harming Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, Nabi of Allah opens the door to go for Fajr salah and he finds on his doorstep dirt and filth. Abu Jahl always tormenting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who mocked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them also. Inshallah we will discuss this in the course of the talk. But the hukam is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Nabi, now you must make hijrat, or tell the sahaba to make hijrat. Nabi sallallahu himself is told to remain in Makkah. Sahaba left now secretly, in little groups. Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala, his name was Abdullah. He had a burning desire to be the first muhajir who will make the hijrat. This was the jazbah of sahaba. Any command is given, I must be the first person. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it's a very lengthy hadith, but 70,000 people of this ummah will enter jannat bighir hisab kitab, without any reckoning. One sahabi, without even waiting for a moment, he stands up on that masjid, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I must also be amongst those people. His name was Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi said, you are from amongst them. Immediately, whatever the call was, sahaba were ready. Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala leaves, he sets out for Medina. He's got his wife with him and his little child. They are mounted on that animal, on the camel, and they're just about leaving Makkah, when suddenly his in-laws come. Bani Mughira. They were not Muslims. Where are you going? He says, I'm going to Medina. At that time it was Yathrib. They said, you can proceed, but this is our daughter. And they pull her off the animal. We are not going to let her come with you. While this is taking place, his family comes. They are also non-Muslims. And they take the child, that little masoom child. They say, well, this child belongs to us. It's our grandson. And they pull the child away. In some kitab, it is mentioned that there was a tussle between the two families. The child's hand also was dislocated. Abu Salama, state of dilemma. Wife on one side, child on the other side. In front the hukam of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he proceeds. He goes towards Medina. His wife mentions, for one year, I was kept away from my husband. For 1 year, I was kept away from my child. She used to go out every day, outskirts of Makkah, crying. Oh my Allah, I cannot see my husband. I'm deprived of my own masoom child also. Until one day, one person was being passed. He happened to see her in this condition. What's happening? And she explained the entire incident. He goes to her family. He explains to them. They take pity upon her then. And then they allow her with the child now to go to Medina. All alone, she's mounted on the animal. She's proceeding. She does not know the road properly. As she is leaving, Uthman bin Abi Talha, at that time was not a Sahabi, at that time was not a Muslim, and he was in charge of the keys of the Kaaba. In the month of Ramadan, we explained the entire incident of Uthman bin Abi Talha. He sees her. He asks her, where are you going? She says, I'm going to my husband. He escorts her right till near Medina Munawwara. She says, I never saw a person with better akhlaq than Uthman bin Abi Talha. He never spoke anything to me on the way. He showed haya and modesty, although he was not a Muslim. Whenever it came for me to dismount, come off the camel, he would move away. Until I finally came to Medina Munawwara, I was united with my husband. Uthman bin Abi Talha, in the time of Fatih Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to this, once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to go to the inside the Kaaba and perform surakat salat, Uthman bin Abi Talha allowed the other mushrikeen. But when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to come forward, the Nabi of Allah, he refused him, said, no, you cannot come in. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Uthman, how will it be that one day when these keys will be in my hand, then what will you say? The day came in Fatih Makkah when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Uthman, give me the keys now. He is afraid. The key is given to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes in. A lengthy story how the Kaaba was washed. They perform surakat salat. They come out. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Uthman. Uthman, come here. Take this key. And it will stay with you. Khalidan mukhalda. Forever. Khalidan. Always with you. Unless a zalim takes it away from you. This was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we call him terrorist. We call him a zalim. We say he showed no peace and mercy. Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala, another sahabi, is also leaving. His masters come to him. Oh Suhaib, where are you proceeding? He says, I'm going to Medina. No. Ataitana sa'lukan. You came to us in a condition that you were a pauper. Fakathura maluka indana. Then you became wealthy by us. We made you rich. Now you think you're just going to go away like that? He pleads to them, please let me go. Finally he says, okay, take all my wealth, all my belongings, take away my house also in Makkah. Everything belongs to you now. He left penniless, nothing. When he reached Medina, and afterwards when he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Suhaib, Rabiha bay'uk, oh Suhaib, you made a very profitable gain. You sacrifice your dunya for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have gained very profitably. In lieu of this, Allah is going to grant you paradise. Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala. He's living with his brother, his wife, his children. When they proceed and when they come, when they leave Makkah, when they reach Medina, the news is given to them that Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. Took over his house, usurped his property, all his belongings, and he became the owner of the house of Abdullah bin Jahash. Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu was perturbed. Ya Rasulallah, look at the zulam that Abu Sufyan has done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him and says, oh Abdullah, Ya Abdullah, should it not make you happy that Allah gives you in lieu of this, a house in paradise? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm happy. Nabi Sam says, and you have been granted a house in paradise for this. Sahaba left in groups. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, every muhajir, every sahabi left secretly because they were scared that they would be stopped from making this hijrat besides Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. When it was his turn, he came to the haram with his sword around his neck and his arrow in his bow, makes tawaf of the Kaaba very courageously. He addresses some mushrikeen and he tells them, any person wants his mother to lose him? Any person wants his wife to become a widow and his children orphans? Then meet me behind this valley. Not a single person had the courage. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu with some other sahaba, he proceeded. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is left. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is left radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is left. Family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, very few sahaba left, and there were those sahaba who were not granted permission at all by their masters who were mushrikeen. Even the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zainab radiallahu anha, at that time, because this was just the beginning of Islam, all the ahkams of nikah etc. were not yet there. At that time it was permissible to marry the mushrikeen. She was married to one person and he did not give her permission. Later on, after Fatih Makkah, he also accepted Islam. He also, the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became a sahabi. But Zainab radiallahu anha was not given permission to make hijrat at that time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, always desirous, Ya Rasulallah, give me ijazat, give me permission to make hijrat. Nabi sallallahu tells him, La ta'ajal, don't be hasty, don't be hasty. Perhaps Allah will grant you a companion with whom you will make hijrat. When he heard this, the desire came in his mind, in his heart. How I wish that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that sahiban, that companion who he is referring to. Finally, permission or the hukam comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh my beloved Nabi, now you must make the hijrat. And he leaves Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in his place. Reason for this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some amanat by him. He did not borrow any person money or goods. The mushrikeen, the kuffar, trusted him. He was known as al-Amin, as-Sadiq. He was not known as Zalim. He was not known as a terrorist. He was not known as a person who insulted people. He was not known as a person who would harm people. It is mentioned in the hadith, the word Damithun. The akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Damithun. He was soft-natured. Excellent akhlaq. La yadhummu ahadan. He never scolded any person. He never reproached any person. Sayyidina Anas says, radiallahu ta'ala, I served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He was 10 years old when he came in the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He spent 10 years in the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was 20 years old when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on. He says, there wasn't a time when the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even told me, oof. Whenever he commanded me to do anything, and if I did not do it, never was a time when he reprimanded me. If I did something which I wasn't supposed to do, never did he scold me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, لا يطلب عورت أحدٍ. He did not even find or look for a search for a fault of any person. Such was akhlaq. So people left their monies and goods by him for trust keeping. Now he had this in his possession. He was not a zalim. Not take all his wealth, usurp it and go away. No, he kept his own son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, son-in-law to be. And he keeps Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in his bed. He comforts him. He says, do not worry. No harm will come to you. He gives him his green shawl, Allahu Akbar. And he places it over Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. In the meantime, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was midday. Intense heat. Nabi goes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, very young. And she says that the Nabi of Allah comes to us such a time which he normally never used to come to us. Either he would come early morning or towards the evening. It was absolutely hot. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was worried. Ya Rasul, what has happened? Makes place for him. Makes him comfortable. He says, my Allah has given me permission to go and make the hijrat.
"Oh Abu Bakr, you are going to be my companion in this journey." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala began to cry. Sayyidina Aisha says, "Wallahi, I never saw in my life any person crying out of happiness and joy." For 4 months, Allama Shibli rahmatullahi says, 4 months prior to this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, when he felt now hijrat is going to take place, he prepared 2 camels, got them ready for this occasion. "Ya Rasulullah, there's that camel for you." Nabi Sam says, "No, I will purchase it. I will purchase this camel. I will not take it for free." Nabi Sam shows us a lesson. He also wants maximum sawab for this great event of hijrat. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْظَمُ دَرَجَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. These muhajireen, they have the highest rank in the eyes of Allah. They sacrifice all their belongings. They sacrifice their families for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A meeting is taken place in the White House of that time, Darun Nadwa. What shall we do? وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. What shall we do? Shall we tie him, fetter him, chain him, leave him on one side and persecute him in this way? Shaitan appears in an old man. He says he's from Najd. And he gives this rai, this opinion, very strongly. He says, "No, no, no. You should put an end to Muhammad. Kill him." Very beautiful opinion. And this is decided now. Allah says, وَيَمْكُرُونَ. They plan, they plot against the Nabi of Allah. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of planners. Allah is the best of planners. Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. Oh my Nabi, we are sufficient for you. People are mocking you. They are ridiculing you. They are harming you, insulting you. They are belittling you. What pain and suffering. Allah says, "Oh my Nabi, we are sufficient for you. Against those people who scoff at you, who mock at you." وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُولٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. Allah says that every Nabi before you, many Anbiyas before you, they were also mocked in a similar way. The people also mocked them. Maybe there were no cartoons that came out that time, but they used vulgar and obscene language. Allah says, وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُولٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah says, we gave them respite, those who disbelieved, those who harmed you, insulted you. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٌ. When Allah punished them, Allah says, then how was my punishment? Al-Aswad ibn Abdu Yahuth mocked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reviled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Words of derision, insult. He comes out of his home one day. It is Samum, hot wind of Makkah, loo as we say. Scorching heat. The heat strikes his face. It blackens his face. He rushes home, knocks on the door. His wife and family members open the door. Wallah, they cannot recognize him. His face is disfigured, blackened. His body is burning. He's absolutely thirsty, crying for water. His face is disfigured. They shut the door upon him. He moves away until finally he meets his death on the road in a condition that he's absolutely thirsty, dies away without iman because he mocked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A youngster from the clan of Banin Najjar, this is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. A youngster who was a Christian from Banu Najjar came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted Islam, waqara al-fatihata wal-baqara. He learned Surah Fatiha, he learned Surah Baqara. He became a scribe of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to write down also whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell him, like how we had other scribes in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. But after some time, he left the fold of Islam
He becomes a murtad. He goes back to his people who are Christians. They are happy with him that he left the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had such a position that he was a scribe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to die in such a manner that his entire neck was broken. قَسَمَ اللَّهُ عُنُقَهُ. Now when they're burying him, they place him into the ground. It is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, the grave spitted out his body. It threw his body out. For a second and third time they tried, but they failed. Every time they put his body into the qabr, it spat his entire body out. It threw his body out. They left his body in this condition. In Al-Kamil of Ibn al-Athir, there are about 14 or 15 incidents of this nature. Aswad Ibn al-Muttalib, another person who mocked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all his life, hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insulted him. A time came when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam only points with his finger towards the head of Aswad. Immediately, his head becomes pus, full of matter. Imagine, respected brothers and elders, his head becomes full of pus, and instantly he dies. There are many, many incidents. Abu Lahab, how is he killed? How is he destroyed? Two youngsters, young sahaba, on the battlefield. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu says, I'm standing in the first saf. And obviously, you got to face an enemy. When I looked on my right and left hand side, hoping I see some strong sahabi, I see two youngsters. Ibn Afra, Mu'az and Mu'awiz radiallahu anhuma. And before I could say anything, the youngster says, Ya Ammi, oh my uncle, where's Abu Jahl? He says, what you do with Abu Jahl? The youngster says, I heard that Abu Jahl yasubbu rasuli. That Abu Jahl, he sways my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just show me who's Abu Jahl. These two youngsters were responsible for killing Abu Jahl. Brothers, there are so many incidents. But again, we have to be calm. Let us not show a different picture of Islam, which these people have got, a very distorted image. Wallah, they are waiting just to put in the headlines again, Muslim terrorists. See how they are burning the flag, they are burning the embassies. These are hooligans. These are the people who are causing mischief. And these are people who are like this and like that. They are waiting for every opportunity. Whilst we feel that pain, wallah, a person who does not feel the pain, then how can he have that iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being ridiculed. If you love your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will make difa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in our country, bearing in mind the regulations of our country, within the limits of our regulations, and of course the regulations of the Shariat, make difa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It does not mean we must just sit quiet and don't do anything. We must speak out, we may write against them, boycott or do whatever you want to do, but within the limits of the country, the regulations. Otherwise, we will have problems in our own country, and as it is, they are waiting for every moment and chance to shut down many, many things and privileges that we have. Again, let us not do anything irresponsible. At least, send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and change our lives. Make dua. Cry. How many of us have cried? When we heard, the very first time when I heard about this, when somebody from Makkah SMS'd us, that's the first time when I heard, wallah, I did not know even it happened last year. And nobody brought it to our notice also. Allah forgive us for this. But at least have that pain in your heart. Speak to the people about Islam. Teach our people who we are working with, those who are non-Muslims, show them the akhlaq of Islam. They are not seeing Islam in our lives. Therefore they are finding faults in Islam. We've got enough literature today. The Quran, Hadith, books in computer, press of one button and everything is there. But Islam has to come into our lives.
Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they had that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, again to hijrat, we don't have much time. Most of you are fasting also, may Allah accept your roza. I know it is difficult, and some people were saying, it's extra hours now. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thing that gave me encouragement was the fact that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for months on end would have no food. We are talking about roza, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. A poor person knocks on her door. She is fasting that day, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, a nafil fast also. And the only thing she finds in her house, for us it's mind-boggling, we can't understand. Because our fridges are full, our microwave we have, our cupboards and so everything we've got, so much, make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha, this is the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only one kajur. Only one kajur. And she takes that one kajur and she gives it to the poor person. And she opens her roza with a glass of water. No complaint whatsoever. So this sabr we make, Allah will reward us. At least our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be informed that my ummah, they did not forget me. They spoke about me. They praised me. They spoke about my respect, my azmat, my makan, my position. They made some sabr. They sat in their gathering. At least our name will be in the register which will be given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people of your ummah who stood up for your sake and for your deen. At least our name will also be in that. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, proceed. These kuffar surround the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The plan is that they are going to attack Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali is sound asleep. Nabi Sam comes out. And he recites verses of Surah Yasin. Till وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّى وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّى فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ وَاللَّهَ says, we blinded them. This is the might, the qudrat, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah works in different ways, amazing ways. We cannot understand. Namrud, how was Namrud destroyed? Namrud, who persecuted and who gave so much of taqlid to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned in the kitabs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a mosquito, and some people have mentioned it was a lame mosquito, that went into the nostril of Namrud. And finally it found itself in the brain of Namrud, and each time it began to suck at the brain of Namrud, what pain each time it bit. He had such pain that he had to order his people. Now what a disgrace condition Allah brought him into. Such a disgraceful condition. That one person on his right, one person on his left, and this person on the right knocking Namrud's head, and this person from the left hand side to give him some type of relaxation and comfort, because this would cause that mosquito not to be stable and to be able to bite on him, because each time his head was shaking, then it was shaking the position of this mosquito for so many days it continued. Until a time came when it ate up his entire brain and Namrud was destroyed in this way. Allah sent against Abraha, the Ababil, tiny sparrows, one stone in the beak, one in each claw. Three tiny pebbles each bird had. Huge elephants of Abraha, a mighty army. One pebble with the beak comes through the rider, through his head, through his body, and through the elephant. Each bird killed three elephants in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the angels even. Allah does not need any military power, anything. My brothers and elders, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he takes sand and he throws on the head of these people. Ulama explain to show them that the Nabi of Allah came out. You people were supposed to be wide awake. Yet he went through you. He broke through your force. And even disgrace you by taking mitti and sand and throwing over your hair. When in the morning they find that Nabi Sallam has not come out, they enter the door, enter the house, and they see Sayyidina Ali. Nabi Sallam leaves with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. A very long incident, we have heard this, I'm just curtailing it. Amir bin Fuhaira, Mawla Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the slave of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he brings milk for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. This Amir bin Fuhaira, remember his name, radiallahu ta'ala, one battle later on in Islam, when he becomes shaheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the honor of this sahabi, the position of the sahabi, Allah raises his body to the skies. Sahaba witnesses. Allah shows so much of azmat and respect that this sahabi of mine, Allah raises him to the sky and Allah lowers him very gently again. Sahaba witnesses, even some non-Muslim witnesses. Amir bin Fuhaira. Abdullah bin Uraiqit, he was not a Muslim. He was taken as a guide from the cave onwards towards Medina. In the meantime, these kuffar, they go to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and they find he also left. And then they address Sayyidina Aisha. Or they ask them. But they say, we do not know. They go to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Abu Jahl, or one of them, he asks, where is your father? She says, wallahi, ma adri ayna abi. And she is speaking the truth. At that moment, she did not know where her father was, in which cave he was, or where he was on the journey. It is mentioned Abu Jahl slapped her. These are terrorists. These are zalimeen. Abu Jahl slapped her, and she says, my earring also fell down. Masoom little child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala are proceeding. It is mentioned in Dalail al-Nubuwa of Bayhaqi that on the way, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala saw that the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were swollen and they were cracked. Because Nabi sallam had been walking for so long, at times they were on the camel and at times they were walking also. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, فَحَمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ كَاهِلِهِ, he carried the Nabi of Allah on his shoulder. He carries the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his shoulder. Finally, when they come to the cave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulallah, just wait a few moments. Let me go inside and clean this cave. This was a true khadim. Khadim in the true sense of the word. He goes and he cleans the cave. And he removes his kurta. And he tears it into some pieces because there were holes in the cave. And he stuffed these holes with this kurta that he had so that no insect, no scorpion or snake may come through that hole and hurt Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Besides two holes which he didn't have enough material to stuff with. But Nabi sallam enters, he is tired. He is also a human being. He places his Mubarak head on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Brothers, how fortunate he was. Imagine the Nabi of Allah in this cave and his head on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who takes his two feet and he places on these two holes which were uncovered. And as time went, the Nabi of Allah is resting and a scorpion begins to bite onto the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala does not disturb the peaceful sleep of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He bears this pain. It's not easy. One mosquito and we're already itching our entire body. He bears his pain. But until such time, when the tears flow from his eyes onto his cheek and to the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who wakes up, Ya Aba Bakr, what has happened? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I've been bitten. Why didn't you wake me up? He says, Ya Rasulullah, karihtu an uqidak. I dislike waking you up. I do not want to disturb your peaceful sleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Allahumma ja'al Aba Bakrin ma'iya fi darajati fil jannah. Oh Allah, make Abu Bakr with me in my daraja, in my rank in Jannat. Ma nafa'ani malu ahadin, ma nafa'ani malu Abi Bakrin radiyallahu ta'ala. No person's wealth benefited me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like how the wealth of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala benefited me. Inna min amanin nas fi suhbatihi wa malihi Abu Bakrin. That person whose kindness is upon me, from my entire ummah, with regard to his companionship, his company, his life, his support, his wealth, was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Nabi sallam is resting his Mubarak head on the lap of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's Ummul Mu'mineen. from the Azwaji Mutahharat. She is our mother. Brothers, in this day and age also, we have some people who even ridicule the Sahaba. People call the names of their dogs Abu Bakr and Aisha also. And they claim to be Muslims. Therefore, I mentioned in the beginning, let us turn, make an introspection, and look into our lives. Where are we going wrong? When I stand in front of the Rosa Mubarak of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with what condition I stand in front of him, clean shaven, without any sunnah in my life, without any fikr for his deen, with a heart full of hatred and malice. Is there sunnah in my life? Do I have the real love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I striving for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I usurping the rights of people? Am I cheating? Am I lying? Am I deceiving people? Am I practicing on the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How am I striving for the deen of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala says, the lap of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on my lap. And we were watching a beautiful night, it was the moon is shining. And the thousands of stars in the sky. And she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, if it was you and I, then we'd ask some worldly question, something silly, something absurd. Wallah, if we read the Quran in Hadith, the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are kitab written where a sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question, and what answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. We look in the lives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba, what beautiful questions they asked. Her mind goes into something else. She says, Ya Rasulallah, is there any person in your ummah whose hasanat, whose nekis, whose good deeds are equivalent to the number of stars in the sky? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Naam. Umar. It is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha is worried. She gets a shock. She knows the maqam of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. She knows how great he was. She asks, Fa'ayna Abu Bakrin idhan? Then what about Abu Bakr, my father? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna jami'a hasanati Umar. All the hasanat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala put together is only equivalent, equals just one neki of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Such was the hasanat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Brothers, this does not mean that we must think low of Sayyidina Umar. No. After Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the next in rank is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Then the list goes on, Ashar Mubashara and the Sahaba participating in Badr, etc. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would say, Oh Abu Bakr, how I wish if I could give you all my good deeds, all my nekis, in just lieu of one day of your life and one night of your life. Which day? Ulama mentioned that day when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the time when he became Khalifa, and when some people became Murtad, and they refused to pay Zakat also. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, now we have to wage a war against them. Umar was a very strong person all the time. She says, Abu Bakr, no, are you going to do this? Abu Bakr addresses Umar, Umar, in time of Jahiliyyah, you're very brave. What happened now? Nevertheless, he says, if this one day, if Abu Bakr gives me, I'm prepared to give him all my nekis, and that one night where he spent in the cave with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the maqam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now, 3 days they spend there. It is mentioned Sayyidina Asma radiallahu ta'ala, now she brings food for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they proceed. In the meantime, the kuffar and mushrikeen are looking for, in search of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come right till the cave also. Right till the cave. They are at the entrance of the cave. Allah protects. I mention again, Allah has got ajeeb ways. He makes a bird's nest be there. And it has eggs laid there. And a spider's web, which is woven on the door, on the cave, on the mouth of the cave. And they say, impossible, somebody is here. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is worried. Ya Rasulallah, Ya Rasulallah. Rasulullah says, La takhaf, La tahzan, Inna Allah ma'ana. Do not grieve, do not worry. What misgivings do you have about those two people? Who? Yourself and myself. When Allah is the third person, Allah is with us. Inna Allah ma'ana. لا تحزن إن الله معنا. He's comforted. After that, when they proceed, it is mentioned also in the Hijrat. At times, Sayyidina Abu Bakr is in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, he goes behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, on the right hand side. Suddenly, on the left hand side. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh Abu Bakr, what is happening?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I'm in front of you, the thought comes, perhaps the enemy will attack you from behind. So I come behind. Let me be sacrificed, but not you, Ya Rasulullah. I die, one individual, you die, and entire ummah is destroyed. Then I come on the right hand side, left hand side." Nabi Sam says, "Do not worry. Oh Abu Bakr, do not worry. Allah is with us." Suddenly he sees Suraqah bin Malik. Again he worries. "Ya Rasulullah, I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about you." Suraqah takes out his arrow. Allah makes it such that his horse begins to sink. 3 times he tries, it sinks into the ground. He realizes it's some person else, somebody else. He comes forward. He surrenders. He does not accept Islam at that moment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, Islam does not teach us to be terrorists. Islam teaches us forgiveness. Islam teaches us peace, harmony, serenity, tranquility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave. Nabi sallam gave him amnesty. "Go, do not worry." And Suraqah takes a promise. "I will move away all those people who are coming in this direction. I'll say nobody is here." At that moment, Nabi Sam said, "Oh, Ya Suraqah, how will it be one day when you will be wearing the bangles of Kisra?" Again, he could not understand. Kisra, Persia and Rome, we are in Makkah. He could not understand that how can the superpowers of that time will be conquered, and how Islam will prevail there, and how will get the bangles of Kisra? In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it happened. And the bangles were brought before Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he gave it to Suraqah bin Malik. At that time, who became a Sahabi, was a Muslim. The same Kisra, when the letter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to him, when Kisra takes this letter, he tears it into pieces. He mocks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, vilifies Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insults Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given news of this, Nabi Sam says, "Allah will tear his kingdom into pieces." Within a few days, Allah destroyed him and destroyed his entire kingdom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Brother Vijay, take a few minutes more, inshallah. When will we get the occasion of talking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمد." Hassan bin Sabit, the shair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whether it was poetry or prose, or any beautiful language in which I may use to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not done justice. I have not praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reality, what has happened? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name being mentioned in my poetry has given beauty to my poetry. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عِيبٍ كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Absolutely perfect. So beautiful was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His face shining. Not the rubbish what people put in cartoons. Some person said perhaps he had his own mirror when he was making drawing that cartoon out. Imagine to that level. I have not seen those cartoons, but what we have read from the newspaper, giving the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a snout. Allahu Akbar. Noor, luster would be on the nose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would smile, noor would emanate from his teeth, between his teeth. Absolutely handsome. Sayyidina Aisha says, radiallahu ta'ala anha, "I had borrowed a needle, and as I was sewing, the needle fell. It was absolutely dark. There was no light, no candle at home. I could not find the needle. I was searching for it. At that time, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the home. And when he enters, the noor from his face shines onto the needle, and I pick up that needle." Such is the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That mitti, that sand, that turab, which is touching the jasad mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the roza mubarak, that sand alone. Wallah, it is better, it is more afzal, it is more greater than the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nay, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such is the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba had love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Balagh al-ula bi kamali. كَشَفَ الدُّجَا بِجَمَالِي حَسُنَ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِي صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلِي. Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu ta'ala on the ground. Mushrikeen asked him, "Oh Zayd, won't you be happy that Muhammad in your place now and you comfort in, at home, happy?" He says, "I won't even tolerate one thorn pricking my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are talking that he must be here." Abu Sufyan would the Sahaba running forward. When the Nabi of Allah would make wuzu, they would run forward, pick up that water before it falls onto the ground, and they will wipe their own faces with that Mubarak water. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, in Usudul Ghaba, a few other names have also been mentioned. But Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cupping done, and there's some blood in the container, he took Abdullah bin Zubair, "Abdullah, go and just throw this away somewhere." Abdullah bin Zubair goes, radiallahu ta'ala, and he comes, and he thinks, this blood, and he takes and he swallows this blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Where did you leave that blood? Where did you bury it?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah sallam, I drank it." Of course, it's not permissible to drink blood, but at this moment, the Sahabi was overwhelmed. That ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, genuine ishq, that tab'i muhabbat they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, "Abdullah, it becomes haram for Jahannam to touch that body in which there is my blood." In other words, you will never go to Jahannam. When you have swallowed my blood, then you can never go to Jahannam. This is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he would perspire, musk smell, musk would come out from his body. Umm Sulaim would take one container and gather the perfume, the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She'd say it was better than any musk of the world. Imagine the time when Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala is being dispatched to Yemen. I say this again and again. Wallah, it gives us such love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It makes us realize who was Sahaba, that close contact they had of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that bond. The kuffar and mushrik cannot understand the love we have, the veneration we have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ardent love we have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They see, just for a few drawings and so much of noise is being made. They can't understand. We have to show them again, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. Again I mention, please, let us not become irresponsible in this country or wherever we are. Sometimes we hear these bayan, we get some josh, and we do something else. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhu majameen. Mu'adh bin Jabal is being dispatched. Nabi some shows humility. He says, "Oh Mu'adh, you go on the animal," and he walks. And he gives him beautiful advices. And then he tells him, "Ya Mu'adh, asa an la talqani ba'da ami hada. Perhaps you will not meet me again after this. This is our last meeting. وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَمُرَّ بِمَسْجِدِي وَقَبْرِي. Perhaps you'll go past next year or some other time when you come and you'll go past my masjid and my qabr. I would have left this world. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal began to sob like a little baby. It is mentioned in the kitab, he turned his face away. Nabi Sallam turned his face away because himself he could not see his sahabi crying. Some ulama say perhaps himself he cried. And how is he going to show this face to his sahabi? But he's going on an important mission. He's being dispatched as a governor to teach deen to the people of Yemen. Then Nabi Sallam tells him that person will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Al-Muttaqoon. Man kan wa haythu kan. Wherever they are, whoever they are. Whether he's Arab, non-Arab, South African, or wherever he may be living, whichever part of the world, if you have taqwa, Allah mentions, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. O Muslims, you will hear a lot of insult and injury and pain from the non-Muslim, from the Ahlul Kitab, from Mushrikeen. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا, if you are steadfast on deen, you don't leave your deen, you're not shaken. وَتَتَّقُوا بِفِيَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْبِ الْأُمُورِ. And that is showing resoluteness, firmness. And as I mentioned, Allah says, إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ. We are sufficient. Allah mentions, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. When the child of Nabi Sallallahu Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, people began to laugh and the munafiqeen began to say, "Oh, now he's got no progeny. his barakat, his progeny is cut off. He's cut off all barakat and blessings. He's got nobody else to carry on his mission. Allah says, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Your enemies, they are deprived. Oh my Nabi, you are not deprived. Allah made it such, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah elevated the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day throughout the four corners of the world. Every adhan, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Mawlana Habib Kirani rahmatullahi alayhi in his own kitab, Qawaid ulum al-fiqh, mentions the incident where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he leaves Madinah Munawwara and he settles in Damascus, a time comes, it is mentioned he sees a dream where he sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, what has happened, O Bilal, when are you going to visit me? To something to this effect. And then he comes. And when he comes back, Hassanain radiallahu anhuma, they plead to him, O Bilal, call out the azan today. He goes up, he ascends the minarat, and he calls out that azan. Allah, what a beautiful azan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Gives the azan when he comes to Ashhadu Anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Collapses. He cannot see it. People were coming out of their homes, the Sahaba. It reminded them of the days of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Men, women, children coming out. It reminded them of the days of when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Such was the love they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds. And they settle at Quba. For 2 weeks, first masjid is built in Quba. After 2 weeks, on a Friday, they go and they perform Jummah Salat, the first Jummah Salat in Islam. Beautiful khutbah is given. Finally, the time comes when they come towards Madinah Munawwara. A Yahud spots Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out. He knows the description. And the Sahaba come out, and this is where they sing Tala al-Badru alayna. Tala al-Badru alayna. And they sing those beautiful couplets of Nabi, in praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each Sahabi, each Ansari, goes forward, Ya Rasulallah, at my house please. Stay with me, stay with me. Nabi sallam is mounted on that camel, and he says, Khalluha, fa'innaha ma'mura. Leave it alone. It is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever the camel will stop, that will be where I will stay. It comes to a vacant piece of land, stops, wakes up again, moves forward, takes a turn, comes back again, and kneels down there. This land belongs to Sahal and Suhail radiallahu anhu, who orphans. Nabi Sallam purchases land. The land is purchased. Later on, the Masjid Nabi Sallam is built here. But the nearest home is that of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, he is so honored that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam now lives with him. For 7 months, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu is given this beautiful occasion and this opportunity that the Nabi of Allah lives with him for 7 months. Double story house. Nabi Sallam telling him, you go stay upstairs because many Sahaba are coming to see me during the day, I will stay downstairs. That night, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari and his wife, the entire night they did not sleep. Bechain. That how can I be higher than my Nabi? It can't be possible. In fact, they had a jug of water and mistakenly it fell down. Immediately they grabbed one cloth, the only cloth they had to cover themselves, and they began to dampen this water so that it may not fall through the ceiling, the wooden ceiling, and come onto Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned they would walk on the edge of the room. After some time he came, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot stay on top. Let me stay down. Nabi sallam explained to him that Sahaba will be coming. But again, it is mentioned in one kitab, after much time, then Nabi Sallam agreed and he stayed on top. It is mentioned that his wife would send food for Nabi Sallam daily. And Nabi Sallam would eat the food and send the remains back, the leftover. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari and his wife would look for the traces of the finger of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they would look for the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and eat from that plate. Other Sahaba would also send meals. But Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, he was honored with this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed with him. There are so many other incidents, wallah, my brothers, but time is already expired. I don't know, you're tired also. But after the hijrah that took place, Nabi sallallahu lived in Medina. When he had made the hijrah, when he was coming out, he turned towards Makkah and he said, wallahi, oh Makkah, from all the places in the world, from all the towns and cities, I love you the most. Had it not been for your people that removed me from here and banished me and took me out, I would not have left you. But now the love of Medina comes in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he made dua that, oh Allah, give me double barakat in Medina, that which you give me in Makkah. Nabi sallam says, if a person can help it to pass away in Medina, he should pass away in Medina. On the day of Qiyamah, I will seek intercession on his behalf. It is mentioned the people of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will rise first. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, then the people of Baqi, buried in Medina Munawwara. May Allah give us a place in Medina Munawwara to live with Iman and with Amal Salihah, with Afiyat and with Sihat, and striving for His Deen. May Allah give us Khatima bil Iman and make us be buried in Jannatul Baqi and give us that intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People of Baqi will rise. Then Nabi Sallam will proceed to the people of Baqi, and then the people from Jannatul Mu'ala will come and they will meet Nabi Sallam halfway. Dajjal can never enter Makkah and Medina. Allah has protected these two places. He will never be able to enter Makkah and Medina. My respected brothers and elders, this was the hijrah that took place and many other things with it also. Those Sahaba, or those Muslim people who accepted Islam after the hijrah, and then they became Sahaba, when they learned of the blessings of hijrat. Hijrat, when a person made hijrat, all his past sins were forgiven. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, I accepted Islam. Bahi'ni ya Rasulallah. I want to take bayats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his hand out. Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala goes, he puts his hand forward, then he pulls it back. Qabattu yadi. He says, I pull my hand back now. Outwardly, he might seem he is being rude. Nabi Sallam asks him, what is the problem? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to make one condition. What's the condition? Tashtaritu bimada. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told by Amr ibn As, Ya Rasulullah, give me that guarantee that all my sins of the past is forgiven. Nabi Sallam tells him, oh Amr, don't you know? Inna al-Islam yahdimu ma qabla. Wa inna al-Hajj yahdimu ma qabla. وَإِنَّ الْهِجْرَةَ تَهْدِمُ مَا قَبْلَ. That Islam, when a person accepts Islam, likewise hijrat, likewise hajj, it wipes out all the past sins of that person. He comes like a newborn baby. All your sins are forgiven. Now those sahaba who learned of the great blessings of hijrat, they said, Ya Rasulullah, if only we accepted Islam before, we could have made hijrat with you also. Nabi Sam, to pacify them and console them, and also for us also, because after Fatih Makkah, there was no more hijrah. After Fatih Makkah, no more hijrah, because Makkah became Darul Islam also. So Nabi Sallam mentioned, Al-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu an. A true muhajir is that person who forsakes and abandons all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon him. A person may leave all his lock, stock and barrel, everything, all his belongings. But if he does not do it with ikhlas and sincerity. Therefore, in the hadith, the first hadith in Bukhari, innamal a'malu binniyat, the hijrat is also mentioned there. A person does not do it for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will not be given this rewards. But a true muhajir, one who leaves the demands of his nafs and his passions and the teachings of shaitan, he leaves this and he goes to the teachings and the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is regarded as a true muhajir. So inshallah, with this lesson we go back home again. Do not become irresponsible, do not become barbaric and do things which are going to cause problems. Let us make it tonight. We are going to change our lives. There is no special wazifa to read tonight, brothers. Tomorrow is a very auspicious occasion. We do not have time to explain that the fasting on the Ashura is very, very sacred. Nabi Sam mentioned the previous sins are forgiven, and Nabi Sam mentioned that to oppose the Jews, because he found the Jews are fasting also, because Musa also kept it out of shukr and Allah saved him. So he said, لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ لَإِنْ بَقِيتُ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ. If I live the next year, I will also keep the ninth year, ulama, in the ninth day also. So those who fasted today will also fast tomorrow. Those who did not fast and who want to fast can keep tomorrow and another fast on Friday. Two fasts you would keep. This fast is not compulsory. It is great. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majmain is this great reward for it. It's nafil. If those who fasted, which is not done upon those who do not fast, do not mock and jeer them, encourage our young ones also to keep fast. Sahaba would even make the young children fast on the day of Ashura. They would give them some cotton wool to play and make them sleep also. And I'll end off with We mentioned that the body, the limb of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every limb is so mubarak, so blessed. May Allah give us an occasion again and again to speak about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But his mubarak, saliva, lu'abi mubarak, even the saliva of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so sacred, was so honored, that it is mentioned in one kitab that on the day of Ashura, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would take his lu'abi mubarak and place it into those young babies who were being breastfed by their mothers. He would call his own family members, his grandchildren, the children of Sayyidina Fatima, and place his lu'abi mubarak, his saliva, into their mouth, and he would tell their mother, don't worry about feeding them right till the evening, because this will suffice them. May Allah grant us the ishq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make us understand the hijrat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. We'll make a short dua, inshallah. After that, azan will be called out, and there are a few minutes, after 5 minutes, after azan, inshallah, don't take too long, inshallah, for the sunnahs. Today we will make the sacrifice also. There are times also, ulama explained, sometimes we have to curtail our other ibadat also, our nafil ibadat. After azan, just 5 minutes, we make wuzu quickly, and immediately after that, after 5 minutes, we will start with our farz salat, inshallah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka shukru kullu, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya hannan, ya mannan, ya badi' al-samawati wal-ard, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله, we make shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us, يا الله. The ni'mat of Iman in Islam, يا الله. The ni'mat of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. You made us in his ummah, يا الله. We have not fulfilled the right he has upon us, يا الله. Today in this zamana, 1427 years, ya Allah, after the hijrat, ya Allah, so many years after the demise of our beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslim Ummah, ya Allah, they are being persecuted, ya Allah, tormented, ya Allah. People are not mocking only, ya Allah, Islam and the Muslims, ya Allah, your kitab, ya Allah, your kalam-i-majid, ya Allah, and today, ya Rasul, ya Allah, your beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, cartoons are drawn about our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a distorted image of Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they say they apologize that they have hurt the Muslims, but they did not apologize for drawing those cartoons, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, ya Allah. They are blind, ya Allah. Make them see the noor of Iman. Ya Allah, grant them the noor, ya Allah. Give them hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you give Wahshi hidayat, ya Allah, you made him radiallahu ta'ala, you give Abu Sufyan hidayat, ya Allah, enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, you give them, ya Allah, Iman, you bless them with hidayat. Ya Allah, Hinda, who said, who chewed the liver of the beloved uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when she accepted Islam. She said, out of all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Today I love you the most. Hey Allah, make it such, ya Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, ya Allah. My Nabi made effort, ya Allah. He cried, ya Allah. In such that he cried and cried and cried. Ya Allah, he said, oh Allah, forgive my ummah. Forgive my ummah. In what? His teeth were shattered, ya Allah. Blood was coming out of his cheeks, out of his face. He began to wipe that blood quickly, so that that blood must not drop on the ground. Otherwise, the azab would have come and destroyed the ummah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, oh Allah, forgive my qawm. Allahumma aghfir li. Ya Allah, forgive my qawm. Fa innahum la ya'lamun. They do not know. They do not understand. Ey Malik, ey Kareem. Ya Allah, give us the true understanding of deen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give the Muslim, make them, give them unity, ya Allah. Give us taqwa, ya Allah. Give, make us true ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us have true ishq for you, ya Allah. Your muhabbat must be ghalib in awad. Allahumma inna nasaluka hubbat. وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء, من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our shortcomings, ya Allah. Our fault, ya Allah. We were content with the dunya we received, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot, ya Allah. We forgot your commands, ya Allah. We forgot the sacrifices of Rasul-e-Pak, and Sahaba Ikram. Ya Allah, this just became history, ya Allah. For us to give bayans, ya Allah. And for a few seconds just to listen. And just, ya Allah, after that everything is forgotten, ya Allah. Our women folk, our youngsters, ya Allah. The elderly people in our society. Have raham on us, ya Allah. On the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on these mubarak occasions, ya Allah, tomorrow the day of Ashura,
Ya Allah, you saved Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the clutches of Firaun. You saved Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fili ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur wa ahfal ummati Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min jami'il baliyat wal afat wal ahat. Allahumma ahrusna bi'aynika allati la tanam wa klufna biruknika alladhi la yuram. Allahumma ahfazna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. يلا cleanse our hearts, يلا cleanse our hearts, يلا unite us, يلا make every single person, يلا in this world, يلا everyone who is living, يا الله, make them come into the fold of Islam. Bless them with hidayat, يا الله. يا الله, bless them with hidayat, يا الله. That the Nabi will become pleased, يا الله. يا الله, save us from the chastisement of Jahannam, يا الله. يا الله, save us from the azab of the qabr, يا الله. يا الله, save us from the azab of the qabr, يا الله. Grant us jannat and firdaus, يا الله. يا الله, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of hijrat, also made dua for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. أنت صاحبي في الغار وأنت صاحبي على الحوض. Oh Abu Bakr, you are my companion in the cave. You will be my companion in Hawz al-Kawthar also. Ya Allah, grant us that water on the Mubarak hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, from the Hawz al-Kawthar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sahaba ikram, Ya Allah, they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, when you will leave this world in the Akhirat, Allah will grant you a Jannat. We don't know what is our condition, but if Allah also give us Jannat, Ya Rasulullah, where you will be, your maqam will be so high. When will we see you? Will we be given that opportunity to see you again? The sahaba cried, as Subhan radiallahu anhu began, Ya Allah, began to cry. This was his desire, his fikr, his worry. Ayat came down, Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the fourth para, that those people who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul, who follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. The Nabi of Allah also mentioned, المرء مع من أحبى. And the day of Qiyamah, in the Akhirat, a person will be with those people, that person who he loved. When Sahaba heard this, Anas radiallahu anhu says, there was no day more joyous in our life after accepting Islam than that day when we heard this hadith from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person will be on the day of Qiyamah with that person who had ishq and muhabbat for. المرء مع من أحبى. Ya Allah, we have ishq wa sahaba, we have ishq wa awliya. Ya Allah, we have ishq wa beloved of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illa hum bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. We promise you, Ya Allah, and we have raised our hands on so many occasions. But the multazam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, maqam Ibrahim. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we raised our hands and we promise you we won't commit any more sins. Ya Allah, we are so weak. We made so many mistakes, so many blunders, so many vice, so many gunas. You see, gunas we repeated, Ya Allah. You bless us with Quran, Hadith. We come to the masjid. We go for Hajj and Umrah. We claim to be Ashik of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. Completely, Ya Allah. Whatever desire our brothers have, Ya Allah. Our sisters at home, Ya Allah. Those who are sick, who are ailing, Ya Allah. Those who have got some pareshani, Ya Allah. You are aware of every pareshani we have got, Ya Allah. You know what is our condition, Ya Allah. Social problems, Ya Allah. Financial problems, Ya Allah. Whatever taklif we have got. People have got cancer, Ya Allah. People have got some deadly diseases, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. There are people who are on drugs, they are addicts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all these conditions, Ya Allah. Give us peace, happiness, tranquility, serenity. Remove every worry we have, Ya Allah. Remove the despair, Ya Allah. Do not make us suffer again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to strive for your deen, Ya Allah. The remaining days now, Ya Allah. Make us true Muslims, Ya Allah. Make us your good akhlaq, Ya Allah. The beautiful teaching of Islam, that Islam is a religion of peace, Ya Allah. Islam is a teaching, is a religion of unity, Ya Allah. Make us show the non-Muslims, Ya Allah, the beauty of Islam. Especially in our country, Ya Allah. We have not fulfilled our duty and obligation. Those thousands of people, Ya Allah. The indigenous community, Ya Allah. We have not shown them true Islam, Ya Allah. We have exploited them, Ya Allah. Make us ma'af for this, Ya Allah. Make them come into the fold of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, Ya Allah. All those who requested dua, Ya Allah. Accept the dua also, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, those who are present accept the dua. Those who are not here, Ya Allah. Whichever masjid, Ya Allah. Whichever program is taken, Ya Allah. Dini program, accept all our efforts, Ya Allah. For your deen, Ya Allah. Give us himmat again, Ya Allah. And use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, zillat, hawan, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif. پریشانیا یا قاضی الحاجات یا دافی البلیات یا حل المشکلات اللهم کاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجیب دعوة المضطرین رحمان الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.